The death of George Floyd by the hands of Minneapolis police has sparked outrage across the country, especially within the African American community. Protests have taken place in many cities, including in Jonesboro. The audio from content partners KLEK was of a protest along Caraway Road that took place yesterday evening. The protest was one of many March for Justice rallies that took place in the wake of multiple killings of people of color by police. KLEK General Manager Laganzi Kale estimated that thousands of people of all races joined in the peaceful protest. Kale said the people prayed before they marched from the Burlington Coat Factory parking lot to Jonesboro Police Headquarters.
And once we got there, the chaplain, Reverend Blackmore, the JPD chaplain, he prayed. And then JPD Chief Rick Elliott spoke. And then community members spoke. And it was very tense because the community is hurting. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of anger. So it was very heated but spirited dialogue.
The march was organized by 17-year-old Deja Williams. We spoke over the phone after the rally about why she felt a march was needed to be held in Jonesboro despite the incident occurring in Minneapolis. Williams said it was about giving the opportunity for the community to express their concerns with local authorities and to demand justice for all people.
Just because something didn't make it to the news or didn't make it big doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Because if you were here or you watched it, everybody had stories. Everybody had a story to tell. And I just felt that everyone should be served no matter what, where it is.
DeAndre Brinkley is Deja's older brother who also helped with the march. Brinkley agreed with his sister, saying that what happened in Minneapolis could happen in Jonesboro or any other place.
We're speaking about the community. We're not just talking about Minneapolis. We're not just talking about California or a specific location. We're talking about the community as a whole. So with that being said, we are a part of the Black community. But we have to also take that step and try to make a change.
For some in Jonesboro's African-American community, George Floyd's death brings memories of Chavis Carter. 21-year-old Carter was found dead with a gunshot wound while handcuffed in the back of a police car in 2012. The Arkansas State Crime Lab had ruled it a suicide. However, his family denied that claim. That incident did not happen under Rick Elliott's tenure as JPD police chief. Elliott was at the march addressing the crowd, saying he understood the community's frustration and even condemned the actions of the Minneapolis officer who killed Floyd. After the march, Elliott told KASU News that he's made strides with working on improving the community's relationship with the police. He said times like these are an opportunity for authorities across the nation to learn how to prevent similar issues from happening in their communities.
You need to, take time, pay attention, and learn the lessons learned from somebody else's mistakes or tragedy. Things that are being done will be done different. So, out of tragedy, you hope to learn from it, and you don't want to put those same mistakes in your department.
Brinkley said he felt the relationship between some in the community and JPD still needs some work, but the march was an opportunity towards making more steps to improving the relationship.
And I believe what we've done today will help improve that relationship, and definitely what happened today will help everyone see that we have started to improve that relationship and that we can work with the police department.
Kale maintained that the protest, for the most part, remained peaceful till after the group came from the JPD headquarters. It happened on the way back to the Burlington parking lot.
Somebody in a vehicle, I believe it was a black vehicle, pulled up, and this is where things got confusing. People, from what I was hearing on the ground, people were saying that either he tried to run over somebody or pulled out a gun. I believe it said it may have been potentially an AR-15.
Elliott said the person was from out of town, said that a warrant has been issued for his arrest. He didn't give any more details on that incident. However, hours later, the march became more intense. Kell posted video on the station's Facebook page of some of the protesters who moved the march further south down Caraway, ending up on the Interstate 555 overpass. The scene blocked traffic in both directions on Caraway and coming in from I-555. Police were on the overpass in riot gear. They threatened to deploy tear gas if the crowd did not disperse. Protesters turned around and marched back. KASU News has not heard of any arrest following that confrontation. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.